The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
In his newly released memoir that hit the shelves earlier this month, Will Smith writes, his first serious relationship, Melanie, cheated on him while he was away on a two-week music tour. So he says that he, as you would, resorted to excessive and indiscriminate sex as a way to deal with his heartbreak.
That's the way you do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Of his girlfriend cheating on him.
I'm guessing Will Smith on tour had a lot of sex, right? He wanted it, right?
Will reveals that engaging in so much sexual intercourse.
So much.
Eventually led to him developing a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. He said that he had sex with so many women, and it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of his being.
Oh, let's break out the violin.
That he developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. He said it would literally make him gag and sometimes even vomit.
You're gagging it. You're doing it wrong, you know.
Yeah. Peroni you.
It's somebody else's orgasm then.
Yeah, I think that psychosomatic reaction may have been one of our partners. But never us. Somebody we were with at one time.
He said the indiscriminate nature of his sexual encounters did not help his efforts to heal. Elsewhere in the memoir, Will writes of his sex
with
life.
Hot women, by the way.
This is such a humble brag right here.
It is.
He also writes about his sex life with his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Who's a piece of ass?
I banged so many chicks, it made me puke.
Yeah, he's like, she makes me puke, too.
Yeah.
See, I'm lucky. I'm in show business. My girlfriend hasn't been born yet. I'm waiting for this.
Oh, that's creeping me out there, Gary.
Did he bang his wife without throwing up?
Apparently. Is he said back in the day, he determinedly tried to satisfy her. He said they drank every day, had sex multiple times every day for four straight months. He started to wonder if it was a competition.
Turns out I wasn't a chick.
Man, he's still whining.
He said either way, as far as he was concerned, there were only two possibilities. He was going to satisfy this woman sexually or he was going to die trying.
All right.
He said Jade had been raised in what he considered an unconventional environment. She never believed in conventional marriage. She had family members that had an unconventional relationship. She grew up in a way that was different from how he grew up.
Was he already successful when they met?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason women don't give you the, satisfy me or die trying. You don't get that chance.
No, he confirms that he and Jada had an open relationship.
That's why I thought they'd open relationship. That was rumors for years, right?
And he said he does not suggest that road for just anybody, but the experiences that the freedoms that they have given one another, and the unconditional support is the highest definition of love.
If you can get through that, I don't know how you would, though, because your woman's going to get laid more than you are. Well, maybe not Will Smith. He could probably get a lot of pie on the side, you know.
My ex-wife.
If it's pie.
Yeah, do you have an open relationship with your ex-wife?
Well, my ex-wife, we had an open relationship for 5 years.
Yeah.
And she told me after we got divorced. I didn't know about it, but apparently we did.
That affair lasted 5 years? You just throwing that out there.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It was about a year, right? Isn't it?
About a year with that dude.
With that,
you know, the homeless guy that spun himself into our house.
Is he still there?
No.
Okay, good.
He's under a bridge.
All right.
You told us that story when it first happened.
Yeah.
I know.
You're
I was very sad.
It was sad.
Coming from the heart, but funny.
But it was funny.
You were able to mine some comedy out of it.
I did mine some comedy out of it. Where there's pain, there's laughter.
Gary invited a buddy to live with him for a while because he was homeless, and the guy starts banging his wife.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah.
The guy was homeless, not Gary.
Right, right. Well,
then the roles reversed.
Thanks for the house.
Soon after he'd leave the house, right. That's been how many years now? You told that story 7, 8 years ago, right?
Yeah, been like six.
Six, okay. I was okay. Yeah. Good.
I'm not really marking it down on the calendar.
That's not like we're ripping out the scab or anything.
No, no.
You're you brought it up.
No, I don't.
You're involved in open marriage.
Happy anniversary to me.
You found out you're in open marriage when she told you after you broke up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's the way a lot of people find out they're in an open relationship. They don't get
that. And I also
the
found out that we were swingers.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
After the divorce.
When you say we.
I didn't know.
That means you turned down all that pile on the road. You're being a faithful man.
You know what? Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets.
The red hat ladies are sweet.
Hey, puss is getting jealous out there.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
An article at The Sun says that TikTokers have been making videos about how their moles are actually additional nipples.
That's
several users posted clips of their extra nipples, some appearing below the ones on their chest, others showing them in their armpits.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No, sometimes there actually is. People have an extra nipple.
Yeah, they've seen
it. It's not necessarily a mole.
No, no.
Posting to TikTok, Dr. Karan Rajan said that the one thing that most of the videos have in common is that all these additional nipples actually appear on the mammary line of a person. That starts at the armpit, goes all the way down across the breast to the inner thigh, and then more. He says you can actually get nipples on your feet.
Are they as sensitive as the two nipples on your chest?
He referenced a medical paper about a guy who thought he had a mole growing on his foot. He said it turns out it was actually a nipple, an areola complex.
Oh, nipple feet. That's nasty looking, I bet.
He mentioned another case where doctors found breast tissue and a nipple woman. They found breast tissue and a nipple on the foot of a woman.
A butt?
On the foot of a woman.
I heard butt.
Oh, see, people wouldn't object to that.
You're always hearing butt.
If your baby was sucking on your foot, nobody would complain about that.
This is known as pseudomamma or false breast.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's disgusting.
So they don't secrete milk?
They can.
Yeah, I think they can.
When doctors removed this lump, they even found ducts and sweat glands normally found in the breast. This was on her foot.
Right.
They say extra nipples and breast tissue can technically be anywhere.
That's a great show, by the way.
Additional nipples occurs in just 1% of people.
I just love the word. I love the term additional nipples.
And it is true, nipples found on the feet can sometimes lactate.
Whoa, that is weird, man. Why are your socks wet? My nipples started seeping. Yeah. What the hell? Get out of the house.
How do they feel when you rub them on a raft?
I was going to say, do they make canvas socks for these people? Man.
Are they sensitive?
I hope so. Give me more nipples, man.
I would be walking around all day, just eyes rolled back in his head.
Well, people wouldn't know you're rubbing your nipple if it's not where your nipple should be.
Well, eventually they'd know because of you.
If you have a shirt on, you'd be like, why do you keep rubbing your shoulder? No reason.
That's his thing. Like a ribbed pair of socks.
That's what I'm saying. Socks made out of that canvas.
Stop it, Todd.
For your pleasure.
Yeah.
Put out an orgasm.
Bombus ribbed.
I got sensitive nipples, Gary. I'm sure you know that. And I shared that on the show 1,000 years ago, and everybody, you know. And it's a bit. And
Something stick.
I forget about it when you walk around in public for 30 years. Hey, she's got sensitive nipples.
People know that about me.
I know.
Oh, that's right.
People know that about me.
Just walking into Walgreens.
Thousands of shows, and that's what they remember.
I would.
And most of the time when somebody shares, you know, something got in there on this show.
And they do.
We give them the space.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Like, never.
That goat thing is
always
never going
away. Stand back and watch them.
We respect their privacy and say, thank you for sharing. We'll never use that against you.
Yeah. No, on this show.
At least for a minute or two.
Yeah, you got to pay. You got to pay on this show. You brought up Mankey's homeless guy banging his wife.
Let's go to the clip.
Like, is that why you waited years to mention that you shot a fridge?
Yep. It is why.
She just knew that it was going to be.
That's exactly
right,
why.
Right.
But I knew I would share it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there would be a lull in the program one day. And I guess I'm going to tell the shoot in the fridge story.
Now I'm in for it.
One day.
Yeah, Craig's like, thanks.
But the shoot in the fridge story has been huge for years now. And there's plenty of them out there, too.
I'm trying to think if I'm harboring any secrets right now.
What about you, Push?
I may be.
The goat thing's made up. So it, maybe not.
Sure. Is there anything that you haven't told us yet?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, I'm afraid I've laid it all out there.
Well, I think there's certain stuff we won't talk about on the air just to get us in trouble. But other than that.
No, because it usually involves other people.
Right, exactly.
The stuff I'm not going to talk about involves other people.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I'm not saying
my nipples are my nipples.
I'm not saying something won't crop up. I'm just saying it hasn't yet.
Right.
Yeah. There are many issues yet to be realized.
Oh yeah. Nick, how about you? It's been a couple years. What do we use on you a lot? A lot. But you share a lot.
Gay dad.
You share.
Yeah, dad's gay.
we never bring that up, and we love Mark.
I've got an extra thumb, fat blood.
That's right. Yeah, you share a lot.
Mom likes black dudes.
You talk about your boobs on stage all the time. That's a funny bit, by the way.
Throws his kids under the bus on stage and on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never been. It's always annoying my wife. Where there are a lot of comics that are like, I hate my kids. Like, it's never.
No.
It's never from that place.
No.
That's not true. I've always been annoyed by that, too.
It's just a story about what some guy might be doing to your daughter eventually someday.
Well. You got to be realistic.
I got a daughter too, and Todd has.
My head is not in the sand.
Todd's got grown daughters, you know.
Yeah, we say there's a lot of that stuff that happens that nobody talks about.
Yeah, your daughters grow up and have sex lives, right? They do.
Yeah, but a lot of us don't want to acknowledge that.
No. Right.
It's very brave of you to do that.
Right.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.